Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Alex, you're making some powerful points. Let us know more.
Yes, sir. So am I back on?
Yes, that's why. Your name's Alex. My name's Alex. You're on air. Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, I'm a realist and I'm a God-fearing man. And we can absolutely turn this around if we cause the effect of turning it around. But until that happens, with everything you see now, get ready to dig in. Prepare now. It's better to be weeks, months, days ahead than a day too late, like Steve Quayle says. And that's why I've done everything in my power to help everybody that I can. But I always tell people, everybody always says, Alex, you're crazy. This is never going to happen. But if it does, I know to come to you. That's not our solution. Everybody needs to prepare, and everybody needs to do the best thing they can for them and their families, so that way we can come together when it's all said and done. But it's going to happen. They're going to drop the dollar. They're going to not allow him to get into presidency, and they're already building the solutions for those effects. So if you believe in God, the next coming of Christ is us. We are our salvation. But if we don't see major action happening, whatever that looks like, I'm not calling for any kind of violence, but we need to cause things to happen. And until that happens, get ready to prepare so that way you can mitigate the effects of what is inevitably going to come. And God bless you, Alex. I love your show, and I love supporting you. I tell everybody about you, and I have almost all your products. And I love The Great Reset, by the way. I'm in chapter two, and you're pretty funny. I won't lie. It's a serious book, and I love it so far. But I love your satire and the way you pose the questions, and you know how you dissect the Great Reset and Schwab and his foreword. And it's a great book. I highly recommend everybody get it. And thank you so much for taking my call. I hope everybody who can hear me now prepares now. Don't slack on it. You just got the storable food and the water filters back in. Get it now while you can, because if they're going to keep genetically modifying all of our food and mRNAing it, you're probably just going to have to sit there literally eating that storable food, or you're going to end up getting compromised and you're going to get the.
You are absolutely right. Thank you for the call, Alex. Wow, powerful caller. Let's talk to Stan in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, so I think it's really interesting that Trump's coming out in this speech and he's talking about how Bragg and James ran their campaigns to get elected to their offices about on we're going to get Trump and put him in jail, or we're going to lock him up. When, you know, we saw so many Trump rallies where the main thing said there, every single Trump rally was lock her up. Trump literally ran on that particular promise, which he couldn't even do. He couldn't even get anywhere near Hillary. And I just got to say, it's ridiculous. Also, Trump's speech was not hidden by the mainstream media. Nearly everybody friggin' covered it live. You're crazy if you think that it didn't happen. And you're lying if you are telling people that it's being censored. It's not. It's all over the place.
A bunch of channels. I've got the articles right here. Said they weren't going to carry it live, so they played a few clips out of it. So, I mean, you're saying Trump wasn't taking off Twitter and Facebook. None of us are being censored. I appreciate your worldview. It's an interesting universe. Good points. All right, we're out of time for calls right now. More calls are coming up. Mike Adams wants to get into the whole world financial collapse. It's a lot bigger than America. We'll talk about that with Mike Adams when we come back after the 60-second break, where we join a lot of stations that are out there. I get a lot of people hate Trump. I get a lot of people are pissed at Trump. I am, too. I've been a big critic. But them going after him for no reason is election meddling and is wrong. Tucker Carlson has a lot of issues with Trump. They forced him to support him. I've talked to Tucker about it. So we'll talk about that first with Mike briefly, and then get into the financial situation. J.P. Morgan Head, the banking crisis is not over, and so much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, Infowars.com. And, of course, you can find Band.Video at MadMaxWorld.TV. It's hard to share Bandout video on platforms because of the censorship. The last caller said it doesn't exist, but that URL is working right now. You can share it, madmaxworld.tv.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Now into hour number three of the show that was supposed to be off the air a long time ago. Everything we warned you of is now unfolding and happening. World government, cashless societies, forced injections, synthetic meat, you will eat the bugs, you will own nothing and like it. J.P. Morgan Head, the banking crisis is not over. Rickards, why the panic is just beginning. Global bankruptcy has already been baked into the cake. U.S. economy grinds to halt as loan demand sales crater, aftermath of bank crisis. Fear gauge in U.S. Europe rises as traders flee banks. And it goes on and on as they bring in the new world financial system. The Health Ranger, one of the greatest researchers out there, Mike Adams, joins us now for the hour, co-hosting with me. I want to hit the banking crisis, the food crisis, the confirmed attacks on food and infrastructure as well as energy. But first, your take on Trump and these indictments and where you see this is going. Because regardless of what we think of Trump, it is wrong what's happening in my view. Even mainline Democrat analysts say there's no case here. And so even if people don't like Trump, you cannot support illegal prosecution, especially of a president. They point out this creates a banana republic situation. Maybe you can explain it to people.
Yeah, well, this prosecution of Trump is, of course, completely off the charts, insane, but they've handed to Trump the best opportunity probably in history to win the presidency in the next election, if we even make it that far. I'm not sure we will. I'll talk about that here today with you. But Trump, this is now Trump's election to lose or to win. I mean, it's his choice. So he's in. He's got the popularity. He's doing fundraising. And most importantly, the Democrats, I think, miscalculated. They're showing how evil they are, how totalitarian they are. They're showing that they are willing to do anything and everything to suppress their political opponents. And as you know very well, Alex, they would not be doing this to Trump if they weren't terrified that Trump can win this thing. And I also think, by the way, and this may be very controversial, but so what? I think that Trump did not see for a long time the seriousness of the criminality of the deep state. Trump did not realize how we were being censored early on. It took Trump a couple of years to come around and realize that censorship was taking place. Trump was late to realize that his supporters were being deplatformed, demonetized, prosecuted. And I think this is kind of a wake-up call for Trump himself to be threatened with years in prison. And I think it's actually a very positive wake-up call so that Trump can know that, guess what? Everything is at stake here.
That's right. Now he's really got his head in the game. And I study body language, and I know Trump, and I've been with him. But he's usually calm, super calm, but doesn't care. He is in war mode and looks completely energized now. And the statements he's been making are very powerful about, we've got an occupied country, we've had a coup, we've been hijacked, we're going to take it back, we're going to remove these agencies. I mean, he put the line in the sand a few weeks ago. That's why they came after him. He didn't back down.
Well, exactly. I mean, he's really getting it now. And I've been skeptical of Trump's motivations on things like Operation Warp Speed and so on, and you have too. But looking at him now, I think he is in the perfect position to have the courage to do what is necessary to truly work to take this country back. And I've even said on my podcast, I said, you know, the right leader for America has to be someone who is willing to sacrifice for this country, willing to bleed metaphorically, willing to be nailed
to
the cross.
He's got to have skin in the game.
Takes. Absolutely. And this is the first time that I felt like Trump is actually at risk of being thrown behind bars and taken down. And I think he will rise to the occasion because of this. So my if Trump were an investment fund right now, I would recommend buy Trump, go long on Trump, you know, invest in Trump, because I think his paradigm is shifting and he's now starting to realize how desperate these times are. But then we'll talk about this, Alex, as long as you can stay. I'm not sure we make it to Election Day, but we got to get into that.
Please continue for the more on Trump, and then you'll have the floor to get into all the banking and exactly. Mainline analysts say global depression, but that's the financial higher echelons. It's not trickled down to the public.
Right. Yeah. And we will cover more of this, but I brought a stack of collapsed fiat currency with me today. And if my team could show this on camera here, these are bills from Zimbabwe, and these were actual currency that collapsed. And we have here $1 million right here from Zimbabwe. And then it just went insane as they kept printing. Here's $50 million here, then $100 million, $500 million, okay? And this was all legal currency. This was as the government.
And by the end of their collapse, you couldn't buy dinner with that whole stack of money you have, hundreds of billions of dollars.
Exactly. A billion, $5 billion. Alex, it keeps going, $20 billion. Here is a $10 trillion bill right here from Zimbabwe, and then behind it, I have a stack of these are actually Hollywood fake bills, but it's a stack of $100 bills that would be worth about $10,000 if they were real right now. These aren't real. These are counterfeit bills. I mean, you know, Hollywood fake playbills. But the point is, you know, just for show, but the point is that these dollars are actually going to the same place as the ten
exactly. The right fake here. Dollars would have more value in Zimbabwe than the real ones.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, there's a collection that you're showing right now. What we're looking at with the dollar is absolutely devastating. And in fact, throughout the rest of this hour, I'm going to present some additional information about record bank withdrawals and about the de-dollarization that's happening globally, as so many countries around the world, not just the BRICS nations, but other countries, are abandoning the dollar on purpose. They're weaponizing this against America because they see America as the global bully, and they're tired of getting punched in the face by this global bully by being cut off from the SWIFT system and other things. We're going to talk about Saudi Arabia. We're going to talk about the petrodollar. We're going to talk about how rapidly this whole thing can unwind here in America. We are in desperate times, and I think it's a controlled demolition, right? So they want to collapse the system, roll out the central bank digital currencies, and they need to do this now, a timeline before Trump can get elected. Because Trump will, if he gets into power, he can turn this around. They have to do everything now, including financial terrorism.
Exactly. Say what you want. He would reverse the economic policies, cutting off the energy, killing the dollar. He already did that, made us energy dominant, dollar dominant. Exactly. They want to destroy the country. He doesn't. And that's why they're racing to the finish line to accelerate. I mean, again, we say, why are they doing policies that would destroy the dollar? Because they want to do that to bring in this global financial crisis, on the ashes of which they build the central bank digital currencies.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, they will even show the central bank digital currency bailout system as your savior, your rescue. So when they crash the fiat, which is all this stuff, they'll crash this, and then they'll tell you, oh, your money is safe. Yeah, the banks are all gone now, or most of them. But if you want your money back, you have to sign up for the central bank digital currency system. So give us your eye scan, give us your biometrics, give us your fingerprint. You're now tied to that system. Your money is safe there. And then the local retail banks will be gone under this kind of paradigm. You will no longer have a relationship with a local banker. You won't be able to take money out whenever you wish. You'll be under the programmable money system, total control of the Orwellian surveillance money control grid. And that will be the end of human freedom, especially combined with the Restrict Act. If they pass that, as you know, that's the end of the freedom to speak. So they're trying to enslave us with our speech, with censorship. They're trying to take down the money supply, and they're trying to prevent Trump from winning the next election. Those three things, those are the three vectors that I think are the major wars taking place in America right now.
And, Mike, here's the summation here, and we'll come back and break down the technicals and look at all the details. We're coming to the end of the cycle. It's been their bubble for power. It's their crisis they created. We let them do it, so it's partially our fault. But now they want a new system, so they want to pose as the saviors as they bring down their old system and bring in their new. Now is a critical time to expose them and offer an alternative. So when we hear the problem, we come back. You're a great mind on this. Then after that next segment, in like 15, 20 minutes, tell us your ideas for solutions. Because we can't just offer, hey, they're bad, hey, they're evil, they're going to do this to you, which is true. What do we offer as the solution, which is why they don't want us on air? They don't just want us on air because we're exposing their agenda. They don't want us to put out alternate blueprints for the future, which is why Musk has been doing good, saying, I have an alternate plan for humanity, and I want humanity to join me and decide what the plan is. They don't want you even knowing there's been a plan made. They just want us to go along with this anti-human, transhumanist plan. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com, just like Van.video. Brighteon.com is a oasis of truth and hundreds of great contributors and so much more. We launched our sites right around the same time. Great minds think alike. Didn't even know he was doing it. Didn't know I was doing it. But that's how it works. We'll be right back. Brighteon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams at naturalnews.com does a superlative job on his own show. You can find it at brightian.com. When he's not being interrupted, so I'm going to do my best now to shut up. I have my own ideas about this, but again, here's the bottom line, the bottom floor of this. We are not in Kansas anymore. Everything I warned you about for 29 years next month, has come true. I didn't look into a crystal ball to know this. I studied what patriots were saying, what was going on from mainline books and research of people like Fletcher Prouty, that was the head of Black Ops under Eisenhower and Kennedy and countless others, and Barry Goldwater, and all of them, and my family, who were American hardcore patriots, who were battling communists, and who were in the government, and who saw this as well. They never gave me the details of it, but, I mean, my uncle was one of the top people in Iran-Contra. I had a bunch of other family involved in super-secret operations, and they just told me the country's being hijacked. Here's what they're going to do. They kicked all the good people out, and this was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay, so we're here now. Everything they tried to stop and they slowed it down is here. It's all coming to a head now. Mike Adams, the global design financial crisis to bring in the financial new world order. Mike Adams.
We are very close to the trigger point of all of this, where the globalists, they roll out their controlled demolition system. Let me give you some facts right now. So over the last 3 weeks, we've seen over $220 billion in outflows from the banking system in the United States. That's never happened before. That's historic. That's biblical levels. Most of the banking system is technically insolvent. If people want their money out, they won't be able to get it. That's what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. That's why they went under. That's why the feds had to step in and bail them out. But after that bailout, I've done some rough numbers on this, Alex, and it turns out that the FDIC right now only has enough money remaining to cover $1 out of $1,000 that are currently on deposit in the United States system. It's a rough number. It might be slightly higher than that. It might be $1.5 out of $1,000, but it's a pittance, right? So they can't cover people wanting their money out. And yet people want their money out because for the first time they don't trust the banking system, at least since 2008. They don't trust it. So people are taking their money out and they're putting it into many other things. And this is actually a rational decision. Alex was asking me before the break, what are some of the solutions? I think it's rational to move your money into less risky venues. And what a lot of people are doing, taking their money out of the banking system, and they're putting it into things like some people are buying treasuries, like short-term treasuries, 30-day treasuries. Some people are moving it into mutual funds. But then Blackstone just announced, I think it's Blackstone or BlackRock, I think it's Blackstone, was just announcing that they are limiting withdrawals out of their REIT, the Real Estate Investment Trust. You can't get your money out on the timeline that you want. It's stuck there. So it's kind of a bail-in, kind of a slow bail-in. But other places that people are putting money like this, gold and silver, silver coins right here, physical silver. People are putting their money into crypto. And frankly, I am more positive on crypto's role right now than I have been in a decade, because and not to say that it's wise to speculate on crypto, but crypto cannot be messed with by the government in terms of adding supply or even banning it. If they could have banned Bitcoin, they would have done so by now. They can't ban Bitcoin.
Digital currency is not our enemy. Centralized digital currency is.
You nailed it. Exactly. In fact, I think decentralized digital currency may be our off-ramp to all of this for a lot of people. And there are some very smart people out there. I've been having a lot of private conversations. I haven't even done interviews with these people yet. There are solutions that are being built right now for decentralized crypto that blow away even the, you know, like better privacy, better resistance against surveillance or resistance against being taken down and so on. There are solutions on free speech. Alex, if you and I, if we stay alive here for the next 5 years, I guarantee you 5 years from now, your video platform, my video platform, all of our platforms will be decentralized peer-to-peer platforms. We won't even have central servers, and that's the way it should be. Every peer sharing data and bandwidth and storage so that it's resilient, it's resistant against being taken down. Same thing will happen in areas of websites, for example, domain names, email, text messaging, you name it. Decentralization is the answer. So the globalists are trying to centralize control with the Restrict Act or by taking down the money system and forcing you into their digital wallets. They're trying to centralize control. Our solution for humanity, including food and farming, is decentralization all the way. That's my take on it, Alex.
Looking at the banking crisis itself, you actually read the Moody's and the rating agencies. They say total crisis, the bankhead said. You watch the news, they say everything's okay. We know why they do that historically. They want all the new money to come in while they suck their money out. And we know, you talk about the record level exodus of big money out of banks. It's the big money doing it while they're not telling the little guys. Expound on that.
Yeah, well, exactly. They have off ramps for themselves. And I think a lot of this money that's been sent to Ukraine was actually funneled back into bribes, kickbacks, money laundering for the Democrat Party and for key individuals in the State Department and in the Senate and so on. That's what I think has happened this entire time. So they have their own off ramps, but they want to leave us in the lurch with nothing remaining. The average American person is going to be wiped out, and financially speaking. And to your credit, Alex, you've been warning about this for over 20 years, and you've had guests on who have consistently and repeatedly warned about this exact scenario. Guests like Gerald Celente, for example, and I've interviewed people as well. Everybody out there has had plenty of warning time about what is about to go down. The question is, are people willing to take the action necessary to protect themselves right now?
All right, Mike, we got 2 minutes to break, but I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back to walk through all this and other facets of this. But what is the, and I know the globalists haven't decided quite yet, so nobody knows, but what's the timetable right now?
Wow. We don't know exactly the timetable, but we know time is short. So we could see more bank failures over the next few months. In fact, I'm confident that's going to happen. We're going to see a lot more money printing. It could be hundreds of billions of dollars a week coming up soon.
That's right. We're seeing a compacting. We're seeing an acceleration.
Yes. Right. So I wouldn't be surprised if the national debt begins to increase by $1 trillion a month. And then after that, maybe even by the end of this year, $1 trillion every 2 weeks. And then in the next year, $1 trillion a week. And at some point, it's going to go full Zimbabwe here, where you're going to have a $10 trillion note, and you're going to hope you can buy a loaf of bread with that. That's where it's going. And the pension systems are going to be absolutely gutted, and bondholders are already being gutted. And
exactly. Let's talk about the repercussions. We're not trying to be mean, yeah, but people need to know what's coming. Everybody, I'm not telling people what to do, because I'm out of money, which is fine. I expended it all in the fight. I would be going into farmland, gold and silver and seeds and equipment and relationships and infrastructure. I would, like you were smartly did 10 years ago, hauling ass to build a farm. I should have already done it.
Well, you're exactly right that people can escape the risk factor of these systems by getting into hard assets that will hold value through the collapse. There will be a rebuilding on the other side. We will survive this, those of us who are prepared. And to the extent that you can protect your assets in things that will hold value, could be real estate, could be gold and silver, could be ammunition, could be food, whatever, lots of things. You will make it through this, and you'll be able to participate in the reconstruction of America that I hope and pray will happen on the other side. My disclaimer, Alex, I'm not a financial advisor. People should do their own research and do what's best for them. But that's my opinion on the matter.
Absolutely. Look, we're not going to save it now. Let's be honest. Now we got to talk about crash landing. Everything is how to survive the crash. We're in the crash. The plane's going down. There's no turning that around, folks. But we can land the plane.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Global bankruptcy already banked in. Key article at ZeroHedge.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. All right, Mike. You do a great job when I'm interrupting you. You do a superlative, perfect job when I'm not. So you're going to host the rest of the hour, and then Kate Daly is going to be taking over. Owen Schroeder, 3 p.m. There's a very good chance I'm going to be on the War Room co-hosting today. The greatest threat to InfoWars ever behind the scenes has been discovered. There's attempts to shut us down right now as we speak. I'm not a dramatic person. You have to understand, people say, well, how are you handling that? They're going after everything right now. The coup run by Soros, the deep state, is in full swing. They're coming after everybody. We are the canary in the coal mine, but no, you're next. Pray for InfoWars right now. I appreciate your support, and I love you, but what I don't even want you to buy product at this point. I want you to tell everybody you know, tune into the show tomorrow. Tune in over the next few days, okay? Because this could very well be our last, okay? And I've never said that before. I'm telling you that now. Nuclear war is days away, perhaps. The deep state would not be doing something this reckless. They weren't about to move. Mike Adams, Natural News, take over.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. And, folks, Alex deserves tremendous credit for trailblazing all of this and creating these opportunities for the rest of us to even bring you these kinds of messages. Without InfoWars here over all these years, you know, frankly, we wouldn't be here. So many other voices out there would not exist. So I know Alex didn't ask you to support him at InfoWarsStore.com, but I'm going to. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the specials. Check out the products. They are outstanding products. I say that as a food scientist. I say that as someone who has tested many of their products myself, someone who's even a customer of the products that they offer that we don't offer ourselves. And you know, we're complementary in this space. And by the way, even, you know, I'll just admit this publicly, this video wall that we have running right here, I wouldn't have been able to do this without I asked the InfoWars crew, like, what kind of software can run this video wall? And they told me, you know, just happy to share, happy to help support others as I am happy to help others in this space. We are working together on Team Humanity. So I want to thank Alex Jones. I want to thank InfoWars. And I want to thank the InfoWars crew for helping us get all of this up and running. Folks, we need redundancy. We need more voices. We need more platforms. We need more independent people. And that's happening. It's happening organically. There's so many amazing voices rising up right now to tell the truth about what's happening and to expose the criminality of the system. But Alex is absolutely correct that we're on the verge of potentially nuclear war, World War III. We're on the verge of a total engineered collapse of the monetary system. And when Alex said earlier that he's going to come on the war room, but leave the rest of this hour to me, I immediately reached out to John Perez. And so we're going to have John Perez joining us here in just a minute to talk about, actually, you know what, let's bring him on here in this segment. Just give me an okay once he's good to go. But we're going to get John Perez on to talk about the acceleration of the collapse that's happening globally. And the dominoes are already in place. The fiat currency is already collapsing all over around the world in terms of its purchasing power. And they are just one, you know, engineered black swan away from toppling the entire system and plunging us into chaos, the kind of chaos from which societies may not recover. So John Perez joins us now. Silver is Money is his channel on Telegram. Also, I think Silver is Money News. John Perez, are you there? If so, welcome to the show.
Yes, can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Yep, I can hear you and see you, John, loud and clear. How are you doing today?
Excellent, I'm doing wonderful. Nice to see you on Alex Jones' show, and very, very happy to be on board here. You guys are right on target here. We have a system that is going down right now, and as Alex said, we're getting ready for crash landing. I mean, this is the masks are down, you know, everyone's seat belted in, and there's going to be there's going to be bad times ahead. It's already happening. It's already collapsing. We're moving very, very quickly. We are literally in the quickening phase, kind of right out of the movie Highlander. You know, it's like where the lightning is coming from the sky and McLeod is feeling it. And his metallurgist friend Ramirez says to him, you're feeling the quickening here. And I'm feeling it right now. Everyone's feeling it.
Let me ask you, John, you talk to a lot of people in the gold and silver space. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a slight delay, but I've talked to other people like Andy Schechtman, for example, people in the gold space, and Andy did a great interview with Robert Kiyosaki recently on the same point. Everybody that I'm talking to is describing that people are right now terrified. I mean, there's a strong emotional terror that people feel like they might lose all their money, and they're thrusting their assets into things like gold or silver or land or other things. What are you hearing, John, in your private conversations? You know, without giving up anybody's name or anything, but what are you hearing from people right now as an indication of where they are emotionally with what's going on?
Well, I think everyone pretty much is in a controlled panic mode. I mean, and I say that respectfully, that people are moving quickly, double time, pulling cash out, bringing home money. People are starting to finally accept the fact that silver is money. So rather than having their cash in the bank system, they're converting their fiat to literal silver on hand in storage, in physical possession, different ways. But now people are moving out completely out of the 401k system, completely out of the IRS. They don't mind taking the hit. They just don't trust the system. And you can't blame them. You look at banks like Silvergate Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, Credit Suisse, UBS, and now we have Deutsche Bank on the ropes. We have Jamie Dimon getting deposed for a banking relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. We're not going to get any warnings like this. We're like at this biblical moment where, for me, when I look at the banking system, I just think one thing. It's like a biblical referral to a thief in the night. Overnight, you go to sleep, your bank's just fine. You wake up in the morning, suddenly a bank holiday. And I think people have finally come to that point to where this is where we're at. And that's where I think we're at. But pulling money, pulling cash, converting to metals is the place to be right now.
Let's talk about bail-ins and bank freezes, because there have been rumors that there would be limits on withdrawals from banks that come down very, very soon. I'm sure you've heard of those rumors. As I mentioned earlier, we saw Blackstone limiting withdrawals from its REIT, the Real Estate Investment Trust. Redemption requests in March, I think, were something like, I don't know, $5 billion. That's a rough estimate. But they cut it off at a fraction of that. So most of the people who wanted to get their money out of that system were not able to do so, at least in that month. Maybe they'll be able to do it now in April. But what are you hearing or seeing in terms of a movement toward bank restrictions on withdrawals or bail-ins? What are you seeing there?
It's already happened. I mean, I broadcast live nearly 24/7. I have a very active group, and I'm getting feedback from everywhere. People, they can't pull cash out. Their ATM's down. ATM's saying you're past your limit. They're trying to pull cash out, saying, I haven't pulled any cash out today. And they're telling me I've passed my limit, but I pulled no cash. But I'm getting this from Canada. I'm getting this from the East Coast, the Midwest, California. So it's happening in splotches everywhere. But I get it back in real time, because since I run a live, feed on Telegram, I get it live. People say, I ask people, if you have any problems pulling money out, what are you going to do? So what I've been telling people is, I had a couple of people say, I cannot pull cash out of the markets. What should I do? Call your gold silver guy. I mean, I've got my guy. Wire the money through. They may stop your ability to pull cash out, but if they're still allowing you to do bank wires, you can still convert that cash in your account using a wire to pick up more metals and have it delivered to you. So that's basically
what but we know they're going to clamp down on bank wires as well. And I've talked to people who said that they've had a banking relationship for 20 years with a bank, and they tried to buy gold with a bank wire, tried to wire like $30,000 or something, and the banker asked them, like, are you sure you want to do this? What's the money for? What is it? And could it be a scam or something? Like, they don't want anybody to take their money out. But, John, stand by. We'll be back. We're going to go to a quick break here. This is the Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams with John Perez, about the financial crisis that is now set upon us in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, we stand here today on the edge of the cliff of global financial oblivion, and those in charge of the Western financial currencies appear to be a suicide cult. They want to throw us all off the cliff and take us down with them as they destroy society in every way possible and turn America's cities into desperate Mad Max escape from L.A. Landscapes. We now have apparently a communist candidate that just won the mayorship for Chicago. I believe his name is Brandon Johnson, was just elected last night. And this man is more radical extremist to the left than Mayor Lightfoot was. He'll probably turn Chicago into the worst crime-infested zone of violence and lawlessness, destitution that America has ever seen. And when you combine that with the coming financial collapse, you got to realize people are going to go insane. They're going to lose it. They're going to get desperate when the ATMs don't work, when the food stamps don't work, when the banks don't work locally. People are going to go completely insane. And because the Democrats are defunding police, First responders won't be there to help you. And in cities like Chicago, they've made sure that you don't even have a Second Amendment right to carry a firearm in self-defense. So good luck in Chicago. No wonder everybody's leaving that place. Now, we're continuing here with John Perez. Silver is Money is the name of his channel on Telegram. And, John, I got to show you, I brought Silver here today to add some actual metal here, because I have a lot of fiat currency on the desk as well, a lot of failed fiat currency. I've shown this earlier, the $10 trillion Bank of Zimbabwe note right here, failed $10 trillion. I'd rather have 1 ounce of silver than $10 trillion of failed fiat currency. So, John, how rapidly can this happen, do you think? We're seeing the devaluation of the dollar right here, but all these nations are starting to jump on recognizing BRICS systems. How fast can this thing turn against us?
I think we could be in another world come this Monday morning. I mean, I had my people to get everything done by August 31st, 2022, and I've gone over the special banking alerts, the bail-ins. We've all talked about this here. And now with this situation with Trump, a lot of people aren't watching the geopolitical side. Armies are moving around the world. We have Finland joining NATO. There's going to be a big nuclear response from Russia. We have the entire Middle East converging on and to back up Syria. We've got problems in Israel here. But most importantly, Saudi Arabia is ready. They're ready to trade. We're going to get a press release probably this between now and Monday. There's going to be a news release regarding Saudi oil transactions. The minute that goes, we're going to see weapons moving from Russia to Saudi Arabia. They're going to probably stop weapons buying here. All these things cascading. It's a quickening. And even I'm at the point to where I make a lot of big predictions long term out. And what I'm seeing now is that I can't even keep up with the fulfillment of my own predictions. But that's why I say we're in a quickening phase here. And now's the time to move fast. I mean, I'm very adamant with my people. You got to get it done. Get it done. Do not wait to see the tsunami. It's like I always use the example of a tsunami. Some of us run to the top of the hill prepared to see the tsunami come in. Some people run down to the ocean to see the tsunami and get swept away. Now's the time to pack your stuff and get ready and take action immediately. Immediately.
John, you mentioned this press release from Saudi Arabia that I want you to go into more detail about that, what you're hearing or researching in that space. But I think you're referring to an announcement that the Saudis would allow clear transactions for oil purchases in many other currencies other than the dollar. That would be what's being referred to as Operation Sandman, which I interviewed Steve Quayle yesterday. And Steve Quayle's been talking about Operation Sandman, a simultaneous global denunciation of the petrodollar. That would be like D-Day. That would be apocalypse now for the dollar, would it not?
Yes, and I also believe it's coordinated. This is going to be global. We're going to see as soon as Saudi Arabia makes their move, it is going to run across the world. It's going to run around the world. You're going to see China move. You're going to see Russia move. We're going to see South Africa move. Now, this is really important because I'm in the commodities, precious metals, gold trading stock sector here. So I'm focused on, we got a big news here in rare earth metals. We're going to have big news in platinum and palladium, because the minute these moves come to dump the dollar, Biden, in my opinion, is going to have a knee-jerk reaction and threaten Saudi Arabia. And when that threat comes, that is when Saudi Arabia is most likely going to pull the rug. If we see a 2 million more barrels cut, which I'm expecting, we're going to see oil go to 150. Gasoline in the United States will be back over $5, $6, $7, even $8 here in California. We're going to see trucking stop coming out of the ports. This stuff is happening right now, but here's the problem. It can happen just like that in a snap. And the general public is not in tune with commodities, but this is my specialty. I'm just literally frontline guy here, but these are happening right now. And you can see they're going to pull the trigger here. And I'm expecting Biden to move, basically first say, no more weapons for Saudi Arabia. The minute you hear about weapons purchases from Saudi Arabia being cut off, that's when the door is going to open to Russia to make up for the gap. You've got Iran buying Su-35 jets.
Let me jump in, John. So let me just bring the audience up to speed in case they don't know the background of this. So just recently, OPEC, over the last few days, announced a 1 million barrels per day cut in the supply of oil. Of course, that is an attack on frankly, the Biden regime. It's an attack on the Federal Reserve. But it's also a way for Saudi Arabia to make a move that strongly benefits Russia, because Russia's oil exports now will generate even more revenue for Russia to fuel the Russian war machine and everything that's going on with Ukraine. So you're saying that you think that OPEC, led by the Saudis, will cut another 2 million barrels per day of another cut? You think that's coming?
I think we'll be at 150, 153 oil probably in July, August. We'll start to move up here. Oil's been on the move here. We have an oil strategy in we have a gold and silver stock sector, and our stocks are on fire right now, and our oil strategy on fire, but the public doesn't really see it yet. And I think what makes this even more critical is that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is nearly empty. So if this oil shock happens,
yes,
and the United States is forced to use dollars here, they're not going to go. The old ways of pricing gold and silver on the COMEX exchange and NYMEX and futures, that's going to be gone. And then we're going to see the oil to gold ratio kick in, the oil to silver ratio kick in. And as it goes up, it's going to pull all the stocks with them. Now the public is not ready for this. So we have prepared for this. This is my entire career. We have prepared for this. Prepare our clients, everyone to basically defend themselves. Like as Alex Jones was saying, get that silver, you know, get that gold, bring it home, pull your cash down.
We live in a world, John, where most people are not prepared. And Alex spoke to this as well. But we're going to have desperate people turning to chaos, you know, turning to robbery, turning to threats, turning to violence, even just to feed themselves. That day is coming. And, you know, it's hard enough to prep for yourself and your family. You know, you can't necessarily feed the whole neighborhood. You can't provide sustenance for your entire community. There are going to be a lot of desperate people out there.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to violence. And I think this is exactly what the system wants. And I think that's why they push the narratives of trans versus non-trans, or blacks versus whites, or gays versus straight. They want everybody at each other's throats when it hits the fan. And it seems like it's a psychological terrorism campaign. It's a setup for a money collapse event that will lead to outrageous chaos across the country. What do you think about that, John?
I agree 100%. Remember, I did the series called The Silver PSYOP. The whole idea was that Bitcoin, which was bought in 08, was to get people out of precious metals and into a crypto situation. Now that they're about ready to criminalize Bitcoin, criminalize crypto, it's all going away. And now people, where are they going to go? Crypto, nowhere to go there. Stocks, overpriced. Housing, going off the cliff. Auto loans, going off the cliff. A real estate investment trust, you can't pull your money out. There's only one place to go, really, that's precious metals. And just regarding the psychological operation, yes, you know, the powers that be, the deep state, it's cabal. They want divide and conquer. And how do you do that? Use the media. Use all the tools out there to get people to come against each other, when the truth is, right now, if you live in a neighborhood and you're the only one preparing, you got big problems when everyone has problems. They'd be knocking on your door. Hey, I noticed your grass is still green and your cars look good and you guys look, your clothes are clean and you got a garden growing.
Yeah.
You need food.
We all have to be prepared. Sorry to cut you off, John. We're out of time, but I really want to thank you for jumping on with me on such short notice. Silver is Money News is John Perez's channel on Telegram, or I think Silver is Money also. I'm Mike Adams here from Brighttown.com. And, of course, this is the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com. Thank you for watching today. Get prepared. Do your research. It's all coming down. Take care, everybody. God bless you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.